Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm very excited to chat today about your relationship status with money. Yes, hate to break it to you, but you are definitely in a relationship with money. So today it's time to unpack what that current relationship looks like really honestly. And I'm also going to share three tips that I have for you to start empowering your relationship with money today, to start making it feel like a really healthy, beautiful, joyful relationship. And even though these tips are quite simple, I guess, they're really, really effective. And they're things that I started implementing at the very beginning of my money mindset journey. And as we all know, that has had a profound effect on my life and my business and my finances. So I'm excited to share those with you. But before we dive into today's topic, I have something very exciting that I can finally officially invite you guys to. And that is my 5-day free money magnet bootcamp. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get to know all of you guys and serve all of you guys and for all of you to become total money magnet babes. So this is something brand new that I'm pretty much offering. I've never really done this in this way before, but I'm inviting you guys all to sign up for this 5-day bootcamp where we're going to walk through and get really deep and personal. And I'm going to share some of my top tips and tools for you guys to step into your magnetism when it comes to money. And it's going to be a little bit different than just like the Instagram stuff that I've done before. This is going to be a really beautiful container on Facebook. I'm creating a private Facebook pop-up group, which is where I will show up live every single day with a teaching, and I will set you guys little tasks, and we can really get to know each other, and we can chat and do all of the good stuff. And it's just going to be a really powerful container of transformation. I just already feel that. And I'm just really excited to invite you guys to it. Not only because you guys are going to have an amazing transformation throughout the week, but also because I'm secretly just really wanting to get to know all of you and learn more about you and support more of you. So the link to that is below. All you have to do is sign up and you'll be given step-by-step instructions on how to access and join the Facebook group and kind of what's involved over those 5 days. So mark your calendars because it kicks off on the 10th of August. My team would definitely shout at me if I got that date wrong, but no, it is. It's 10th of August. I should be totally looking at my calendar as I tell you you guys all of that, but it is. And all of the details are on the link below. So just go sign up and come say hi and let me know that you guys have signed up so that I can start getting to know all of you personally. Let's dive into this relationship that you're in with money, because you are in a relationship with money. And this is a really profound way, I think, of looking at how you interact with money. So I want you to imagine that money is your lover. I know. Let's just go there for a minute. Like, bear with me. Money is your lover. Maybe you're dating money. How are you currently showing up for money? And if money was to describe the way that you make it feel, what would it say? Really think about that for a moment. How would money describe the way that you treat it, the way that you make it feel? When I ask people on the masterclasses that I host, oh my God, I get an influx of comments from people going, oh my God, money would say that I'm so needy. Money would say that I play hot and cold. Money would say that I'm super bitchy towards it. Money would say that I shut it out. Money would say that I'm ungrateful towards it. I mean, what is coming up for you? Like, how would money describe the way that you make it feel? So if I circle back to the way that I made money feel, I neglected it. I didn't want to spend any time with it. I didn't even want to look at it. I didn't even want to look at money. I just didn't want to pay any attention to it. I wanted to pretend that it didn't exist, and yet it had this really crazy hold on me. So I wanted it, but I also really pushed it away. Do you think that money really wanted to show up in abundance in my life? Hell no. Oh my God, I did not even know how to be in a healthy relationship with money. So of course money didn't want to treat me with love and abundance and respect. So imagine if money was showing up on your doorstep, if this really gorgeous figure, like let's imagine whoever you have a really big crush on, imagine this, that's money and it's showing up at your doorstep and it's showing up with flowers and chocolates. But every time it knocks on your door, you just shut the door in its face and say, you know what? You're still not good enough. Or, oh, I don't want to spend any time with you. Or I don't know how to be around you. Do you think that that person is going to continue to knock on your door with flowers and chocolates? I mean, if they're anybody sane, then no, no, they're not. And yet I bet that is exactly what's happening when money shows up in your life. Maybe for a moment you're grateful for it, but then how quickly do you turn towards feeling like it's still not good enough? Well, money is an energy and it is sensing that energy and it is reacting to the way that you make it feel. So as of today, I really want you to focus on this analogy and understand, how can I start creating a healthier relationship with money? How can I start respecting it? How can I start showing up for it? How can I start making it feel respected? Just this one shift is going to have a profound difference in how you interact with money and how it shows up for you. I think it's also really important that if we're using this analogy of you being in a relationship with money, then we need to understand on a deeper level what some of the needy expectations you might be placing on money. I see so many women and so many of my clients before they start working with me doing this. And it's something that I also had to massively shift on my money mindset journey, is that we heap all of these needy expectations on money. So let me talk about what those might be. So many people think, when I make this amount of money, when I hit this income goal, when I sign this client at this price, then and only then will I feel, and then you can fill in the blank, but I'm going to help you fill in the blank. We can do this together. Then and only then will I feel worthy. Then and only then will I feel validated. Then and only then will I feel good enough. Then and only then will I feel successful. Then and only then will I have proved to everyone else in my life and all of the doubters that I am successful. Then and only then will I feel safe and secure. Ladies, I could go on and on and on. But man, imagine if you were in a relationship with somebody that said those things to you. Like, you've got to love me and you've got to show up for me. And only when you show up this way, am I going to finally feel good enough about myself. Then and only then am I going to feel successful or worthy of your love or whatever it might be. That is a very unhealthy and very dysfunctional relationship to be in. Nobody wants to be in that kind of a needy relationship. It's toxic. And that's exactly what's happening in your relationship with money when you place those needy expectations on it. And it also, honestly, it sets you up for such massive disappointment, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news as somebody who is normally super positive, but money will not make you feel that way. It really won't. What very often happens is when you place these needy expectations on your relationship with money is you may end up hitting that income goal or signing that client or making that amount of money, and you may feel really excited in the beginning. But if you haven't done the inner work first, if you haven't released these needy expectations that you have on money and cleared out the subconscious beliefs and blockers first, then what happens is you end up feeling very like you kind of end up flatlining or end up feeling disappointed or shocked that it hasn't actually changed the way that you feel or hasn't actually changed your life. And then it creates this vicious yo-yo pattern and cycle with money. And even when I reflect back on an experience that I had in my business not so long ago, is I signed one of the biggest contracts that I had signed in my business yet. I also do sales and mindset coaching for multimillion corporations. And so I signed a really big contract with a big company over on the East Coast, and it felt amazing. Do not get me wrong. I was super proud of myself. I was super excited and I was super grateful. But you guys, This did not change how I felt about myself one bit. I actually didn't feel that differently. And this was another like reinforcement of exactly what I'm talking about. It didn't suddenly make me feel like a better person. It didn't suddenly make me feel more successful. It didn't suddenly make me feel more worthy. It didn't fill in these voids because I was already feeling that way. I was already standing in my worth and my power. I didn't give money this power over me. And therefore, oh my gosh, that was the reason why I manifested this abundance and this opportunity in the first place. I was already standing in that. And that is going to be such an empowering shift for you as you move forward in your relationship with money and in your business especially. So it's time to dig deeper and really understand what those needy expectations are that you are placing on money and start asking yourself straight out the gate, like, how can I start giving these things to myself starting today? Because when you start stepping into that place and owning your own inner power, it's actually going to help you manifest the very income goals and business relationships that you want to create in your life. How can you start deciding you are worthy today? You are good enough today. You are successful right here, right now. No one's going to give you a permission slip to suddenly feel successful. You are deserving of all of those things right here, right now. And I know that some of you might be thinking, but money is going to make me feel safer and more secure in myself. And like, I get that. Of course, having more money in your bank account, I guess, does do that. But you need to start feeling safe and secure in who you are as a person and in your life starting today. Like, how can you look around you wherever you are listening to this podcast from? Where are you? Probably, I'm guessing, are in your home. Or maybe you're out on a walk. You are safe right now. You are secure right now. You have food in your fridge. You have people that love you. You have a bed to go to sleep in tonight. You have like a roof over your head. You have electricity. You have warmth. You have an abundant amount of clothing in your wardrobe, I am sure. Open up your cutlery drawer. How many knives and forks do you freaking have? How many towels do you have in your airing cupboard? Like, I could go on and on and on. You are safe and secure, and you have to start feeling that within yourself now, because that inner safety and security is going to cause you to show up in such a more empowering way on your sales calls and in your business. So now let me share three tips that I have for you to start implementing today to start empowering your relationship with money. So first things first, if you want to be in a really healthy, positive, love-filled relationship with anything or anyone, then you've got to give it some time and attention, right? So I want you to start truly paying attention to your money. I want you to start actually checking your bank accounts daily. And I know some of you might be feeling like, oh God, no, I don't want to do that. And I feel you, girl. I was like that too. It was creating such a toxic energy within me. And I actually had to start training myself to look at my bank accounts on a daily basis. And this very act was me saying, look, I'm here. I'm going to start paying you more attention. I'm going to start showing up for you. And it might feel uncomfortable in the beginning, but I promise you it is going to get easier. And what I also used to do is I was playing like worst case scenario in my head because I did not want to check my bank accounts. In fact, I would actually wait until the notification popped up on my phone that I was overdrawn. That's how unhealthy my relationship with money was back then. And by actually taking this daily action step towards checking my bank accounts, I actually began to feel so much more empowered and realized that things weren't quite as bad as I was catastrophizing them to be in my mind. So this is a really empowering action step to start taking today. Let's take it even one step further. Do you know what like your incomings are or your outgoings are? How are you managing your money? What if you could create some spreadsheet and actually spend time understanding what's coming in and what's going out, and so that you're in alignment with the goals that you are setting? And now let's take it even one step further. This is something I get all of my clients to do, is how about spending some date nights with your finances? Because when we think of spreadsheets and accounting and looking at your money, it normally feels very unsexy, not very fun and unattractive, right? It used to be something that I would dread. It just didn't feel fun. So I decided, okay, I've got to make this fun. I've got to change my energy around it. So I started creating date nights with my finances. and I will light some candles. I'll make my environment feel really nice. I'll put on some nice jazz music. I'll probably pour myself a glass of wine or a really nice cup of tea. And I'll take some time out to spend some loving time with my finances. And I'll schedule that in my planner. I used to do this more regularly. Now it's not something that I need to do quite so often, but definitely at least once a month. But how about you begin by doing this on a bi-weekly basis? It's going to empower you and it's going to change the energy that you have around approaching your finances. My tip number two is really radically changing the language you use around money. So I really want you to notice how you speak about money, whether it's money that other people have or don't have, or the money that you do or don't have. Like, what do you say? Do you say, I don't have enough money, or I can never afford things, or I'm broke, or I need this, or I need that? What are you saying to yourself? And I want you to start shifting into a way more empowering way of thinking and speaking about money. So what can you say that will transform what you're putting out there? Like, I am safe and secure at all times. I am divinely and emotionally and financially supported at all times. I used to say, money is in constant flow around me. I have multiple streams of income in constant flow in my life. I would also say, like, I am an excellent money manager, because that was something that I used to say that was very negative. I used to say, I'm so bad with money. I'm just so bad with money. I don't know how to manage my money. I had to start training myself to think the opposite of that. And it began with the language that I use. So start thinking and speaking differently starting today and become really aware, like become a ninja at catching the words that you use. And my tip number three is, how can you start learning to be a better partner for money? Like, if you're in a relationship, or you know, you want to make improvements to your dating life, or you want to break free from toxic relationships or dating habits, what are you probably going to do? You're probably going to buy some books about it. You're probably going to listen to some YouTube videos. You're probably going to listen to some podcasts about it, or I don't know, listen to Brené Brown or Oprah, whoever it is that empowers you to start changing the way you think or feel around those relationships. So if you take that action in that kind of a relationship, then let's take that action in your relationship with money. Start educating yourself about how to be a better partner for money. There are so many resources out there. There are so many books about money management and making more money and creating more streams of passive income. And you know what? YouTube is an excellent resource. I look at investment videos and how to manage my money, and just really like educating myself and surrounding myself around educational materials that really started changing the way I felt around my capabilities when it came to money and around me being a better money manager. These resources are free most of the time. What can you start doing? Oh, and oh my God, that circles back to what I have launching that I talked about at the beginning of the podcast. Come join my free pop-up Facebook group. Like, come and join me live on my Money Mindset Masterclass. Like, take those empowering actions that don't say, oh, well, I'm struggling with this, but I'm just going to stay stuck in this and I'm not going to like make a proactive decision to change it. You have the power and the potential to completely radically transform your relationship with money, you guys. I did it. So many of my clients have done it. And now, like, I've got overflowing bank accounts. They've got overflowing bank accounts. And like, life could not be more different. And it is simply by really taking proactive action when it came to my money mindset. So those are my top three tips. I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway is from listening to this. What did you discover about your relationship with money? And what are you starting to implement starting today? Go and screenshot that you're listening to this episode and either post on your stories and let me know that you're listening to it and what your biggest takeaway is, or go ahead and DM me. Like, I love hearing from you guys, because I'm just sat here like in my little, you know, office recording a podcast, almost talking to myself, but I'm imagining all of you listening to it. So it feels so good when I actually receive your DMs saying what your takeaways and your breakthroughs are. So go ahead and do that. And then don't forget about the link below in my show notes to go sign up for this amazing masterclass and pop-up group that I'm creating for all of you. And I've got lots more money tips coming your way. So I will talk to you soon, and I'm sending you guys lots and lots of love.